Jones and Igrecix will tip, and Augre wins it. Carson Ososki will bring it across the timeline, working right to left to start this one. Smolin goes to the corner. Levi Jones back out to Smolin, a couple of feet beyond the arc. And tries to pass it to Ososki. Ososki cut. Patton gets a steal. Patton dribbling down the lane and dribbled it off his knee. And back-to-back turnovers to start the contest.
Good aggressive defense out of the 2-3 on Hale there, getting their hands into the passing lanes.
Smolin will bring it up. No press here by the Hale Eagles. Jones has it down low. Dribbles right underneath the basket. Kick out. And they're going to say he landed before he passed out of the jump. So it's a travel, another turnover. And so we've had three possessions, three turnovers so far.
Got himself hung up underneath the basket, tried to drive baseline. 2-3 coming out for Augre as well.
Igrecix has it at the elbow, bounce pass down low, fighting through, and a nice pass across the lane to Johnson, but no good. Offensive rebound, though, comes down to McCady, and McCady has it outside. Kick out Sam Patton up at the top. McCady, open left wing three, knock it down.
Nice open look, got the feet set.
Brandon Smolin brings it across here for Augre. Sims leading, Hale leading 3-0. Bounce pass to Levi Jones in the corner. Back out Smolin for three. Too long. Rebound, though, pulled down by Verduzco.
Solid rebound.
Augre keeps the basketball. Driving down the lane is Smolin. Lays it up, but can't get the friendly roll. Rolls off each side of the rim on his way by as he drove baseline. Rebound comes down to Hale, and it's McCaddy who brings it up. Gives it to Xander Johnson. Bounce pass down low, kicked by Cole Pendred. And so Hale will keep the basketball. High school basketball on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by the Walker Insurance Agency of Augre. McCaddy for three, and no good. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down by Hale, and it's back out to McCaddy. And they keep swinging it around. Xander Johnson for three, left wing, no good. Offensive rebound, McCaddy. And he had it poked away by Pendra, but able to get it back. He's stuck in that kind of right short corner. Bounce pass down low. Igrecix dribbles it off a foot, and it is off of his own foot, and it will go to Augre Sims. 3-0 Hale on a Brady McCaddy three. Smolin drives into the lane. Bounce pass down low to Verduzco. Goes up and scores over the top of Igrecix.
Good pass as well in the middle there. Drew the defense to him, kicked it out for a nice bucket.
3-2, Hale. Xander Johnson down low. Number 11, that's Reese Reddy, who went up for the shot, no good. And we've got a kick ball on Augre, so the ball will stay with the Hale Eagles. It'll be Johnson who triggers from underneath. Looking. Bounce pass down low. Knocked away by Augre. This game brought to you in part by the Law Office of Dwayne Hadley and Standish Aranac Realty of Augre and Bob Bush Manufacturing of Augre and Talus City. Johnson now from the other side of the lane will inbound, and yet again it's knocked away, but this time off of a Hale Eagle, and so the ball will go back to the Wolverines.
Not a lot of movement coming out from underneath the basket there at all. Everybody just kind of standing around.
Smolin will bring it across for Augre, trailing 3-2. Goes to Ososki, left corner, three, too short, and rebound comes down to McCaddy. McCaddy will bring it up, face the 2-3 zone, bounce pass inside to Igrecix, now to Reddy. Reese Reddy goes up through the contact and able to lay it in.
Really nice look underneath by Aiden Igrecix there. Finding the open space underneath and delivering a dime.
5-2 now, Hale with the lead over Augre. Smolin on the left wing, little jab step, and then a foul will be called on Reese Reddy as him and Smolin both went for the basketball, and Smolin took a dive, so it looks like a push in the back on Reddy. It is the team's first foul and Reddy's first foul.
Smolin is quick. He's quick off the ball.
Yeah, great hesitation dribble to get himself
Absolutely.
Open there for a second. Levi Jones gets it in the corner. He will drive into the slot, kick out to Ososki, back up top now to Verduzco, who throws it over to Pendred. It's knocked away by Patton.
Good defense by Patton. Really putting a lot of pressure out of this 2-3 up top.
And yeah, they're not sitting back, no doubt.
No, absolutely not.
Tried to inbound to Osaski. It's stolen away by the Hale Eagles, and here comes Xander Johnson. He stops at the right wing, looking, and goes back up top to McKetty. Now left side, Patton down inside to Reese Reddy. Reddy tries to dribble through the lane and turns it over. Stolen by Carson Osaski. 5-2 Hale, 4:40 to play here in our first quarter. Pendred brings it up, gets it to Verduzco for a mid-range jumper, rimmed out. Pendred comes flying through the lane, knocks the offensive rebound to Levi Jones, who drives baseline, a little floater, misses everything, and it's rebounded by Sam Patton. Patton brings it up for the Hale Eagles. No one stops the ball. He kicks it to the corner. Xander Johnson for three, a little too long, and it will go out of bounds, and Augrey Sims will take over with a trailing 5-2. 4:15 to play here in our first quarter.
A little choppy early here. Neither team really get into much offense. It's been a little bit too much dribbling. Both teams coming out in a 2-3 defense. The way to beat that is to run that short side, reverse the ball, and get some openings there. But way too much dribbling up top right now, I think, Brad.
Seth Jones comes in for the Augrey Sims Wolverines. Levi Jones checks out. Osaski has it left wing. Now to Smullen. Smullen, hesitation dribble. Tried to dribble himself open for a three, but good defense. Now they give it back to Smullen in the corner. Drives baseline. Little floater. Got the roll. And it's 5-4. Hale with the lead halfway through our first quarter. Sam Patton dribbles to the left wing. McCaddy in the corner. Bounce pass down low to Egressix. It's kicked and knocked out of bounds by Augrey. Hale with a big-time focus on trying to run the offense, kind of threw Aiden Egressix down low. Let him decide what the play is going to be, but they are forcing it down low in this zone. Bounce pass to Egressix out of bounds play. A little bit short on the layup, and rebound comes down to Augrey Sims and Cole Pendred. Pendred brings it up and has the ball knocked out of bounds by Sam Patton as he tried to pass it to Smullen.
Quick hands by Patton, really causing problems up front.
Senior Lawrence Mullins checks in for Hale. Aiden Egressix will take a seat. Augrey with the basketball, trailing 5-4, 3:30 to play here in our first quarter. Osaski has it on the left wing, now gives it to Jones. Jones back up top to Smullen. Smullen dribbles to the right wing, guarded by Johnson. Drives to the elbow, tries to bounce pass it out to Verduzco, who has to go back to the logo to retreat it, and does. Gets it to Sam Jones on the left wing. Jones drives in the lane, tries to pass it down low to Pendred. It's knocked away by the Hale Eagles.
A little bit too much dribbling right now. They need to work that. They need to work it around the perimeter just a little bit. But good defense. Give Hale a lot of credit. They're really forcing the action out front.
Osaski looks to inbound. Not a lot there. Able to find Pendred down low. Pendred over his left shoulder is good.
That was a nice cut. Nice cut coming out of the back door. Cut coming out of the break. Easy bucket.
6-5 Augrey. Sam Patton right corner. Now to McCaddy up top. McCaddy gets it across to Xander Johnson. Now left wing to Sam Patton, who's just kind of running the baseline here against the zone. McCaddy with it right wing. Inside now to Reese Reddy. Reddy out to Johnson for three. Too long. And Johnson fouls his shot, gets his own rebound, gets it to Sam Patton, who drives in the lane, fights through the contact of Jones, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Early on, Hale doing a much better job of moving the basketball, Brad. They're definitely trying to work it around the perimeter. Not falling right now for him. It's 6-5 Augrey. My boy Patton with a chance to put him into the lead with a couple.
A little bit short. This one brought to you in part by Treasures Forever of Augrey, K&K Automotive of Augrey, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. Lining up for the second free throw. That one is good, and so Patton ties the score here at 6. Gets himself in the scoring column. Smullen has it on the left wing, and looked like a running back going through the hole. He just tucked it. And took off running. That's a travel in just about every league. And so it goes back to Hale.
You know, that's a situation, again, just trying to do a little bit too much. He needs to just calm down. He's a good basketball player. He just needs to calm down and work the offense.
Sam Patton open for a right wing three. That one's no good. Rebound fought for and won by Smullen of Augrey. And here comes Augrey Sims, tied at 6. 2 minutes to play in the first, and we've got a timeout here for Augrey Sims. It's tied at 6. 2 minutes to play in the first end. WKJC, your power station for sports. To play here in our first quarter. This game brought to you in part by Leland Home Healthcare of West Branch, Napa Auto Parts in Augrey, East Tallis and Oscoda, and Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. We're tied at 6. Augrey inbounding. They get it to Smullen. Smullen will face some pressure here from Hale. Dump inside Verduzco. Verduzco off the window, no good. Rebound pulled down by number 5, Lawrence Mullins for Hale. Gets it to McCady. Brady McCady dribbles, now gets it to Sam Patton on the right side. Back up top, McCady. Swing to Johnson, left side to Reddy at the free throw line. Reddy will bounce pass down low. Nice pass to Mullins that had it blocked from Verduzco. Smullen with a little hesitation dribble. Down low, and it's picked off by Mullins.
Need to slow it down there. No sense in forcing it.
McCady, right side, Patton. Patton drives the baseline. Goes up through the contact, and Pendred going to pick up the foul. Patton will go to the line to shoot 2.
Looked like a good block. Got him with the body.
1:17 to play here in our first quarter. Patton 1-for-2 at the line so far. I think both teams have one thing to work on, and it is turnovers. That is it. First free throw, good.
Very reminiscent of last year, Brad. It makes me think of being in the Hale gym. Very, very similar.
Yeah.
First quarter.
Yeah. Second free throw is good. Patton now 3-for-4. And it's an 8-to-6 lead here for Hale over top of Augrey Sims. 70 seconds to play here in the quarter. Left side, Smullen open for 3. Off the glass. Got it to go.
Off the window.
It's a 9-8 lead for Augrey.
And the bank is open, my friend.
Sam Patton has it for Hale up at the top. Down low to McCady. McCady back out into Reddy. Reddy down low again to McCady, who kicks it back out to Patton. They're trying to get it to McCady at the free throw line, and McCady just keeps on kicking it out. They want to give him the ball, let him do something, and McCaddy's not buying it. Left side, Johnson down to the free throw line, and McCady guarded by Pendred. Back out, Johnson. Johnson thought about the 3 to McCady at the free throw line again. Mid-range jumper no good, but offensive rebound pulled down by Mullins. Back to McCady, who just this time drives, goes off the window, and that time he got it to go.
And you were talking about it, Brad. That's what he needs to do. Now, Hale, interesting. There looks like a little half-court trap going on.
7 seconds to play in the quarter. Pendred can't handle it, and it's out of bounds.
And they're speeding them up right now, Brad. They're a great job coming out of that last timeout by Hale. Coach Cotterman going to the half-court trap with 4.9 left. Hale will get a shot. One last shot here up 10-9.
Patton gets it right across half court to McCady. McCady at the buzzer. Well, short for 3. Good defense by Osaski. At the end of 1, it's Hale 10, Augrey 9 on WKJC, your primary station for sports. Hale with the basketball to start our second quarter of play. Seth Gibson just into the game, has a right wing. Cross court now to McCady. Back to Sam Patton up at the top, and Coach Cotterman calls out a new play. Gets it to McCady at the free throw line. Dribbles. Pass to Reddy down low. Reddy through the lane and just kind of looked awkward going through and was stuffed by the rim. And now we have an injured Augrey Sims Wolverine. Carson Osaski might have rolled an ankle there as he hops to the sideline.
Yeah, he was trying to fight through a pick up top, and I think he rolled over on his side of his ankle there. He's right down in front of us. Trainer taking a look at him.
Our score is 10-9 Hale. Leading scorer that first quarter was Brady McCady with 5 points for Hale. Brennan Smullen also had 5 for Augrey Sims. Pendred just tries to dribble right through the half-court trap, and he's going to draw a foul out of it. So Pendred just decided he's going to go back to his football days and just run right through people. That was his goal and got the call. Bender to look to inbound. Goes to Smullen in the corner with a lot of pressure, and Hale knocks it out of bounds. And so it'll stay with the Augury Sims Wolverines. They'll trigger from underneath.
Really impressed early the aggressiveness of Hale. They've been extremely aggressive on the defensive end and haven't got a lot of shots to fall on the other end, but definitely playing well defensively.
Sam Jones has it in the corner, and he slid with those feet, and he's going to travel. So another turnover for Augury. And Hale will have the basketball. Leading 10-9, Patton will bring it up. On the left wing, he'll just step right into a three, knock it down.
Yeah, you can't let him do that. There's no defense whatsoever. Let him dribble up, set his feet, and knock it down.
13-9, Hale. Right side, Pendred. Pendred, again, just trying to dribble through the pressure, and...
Yeah, that's going to go the other way. You need to reverse that basketball. He's dribbling himself into double team.
I think Hale might have knocked it out of bounds, and an Augury player touched it right at the last second there.
I think they touched it right as it was rolling out of the line. Yep.
Yeah.
Patton again for three, and just off. Same spot as the last one, Brad.
But an offensive rebound, though, here by Hale is McCaddy has it picked off by Pendred. And a foul right as Pendred caught it.
Yeah, that was a good foul. Patton reached out and grabbed the arm. Otherwise, it was going to be a breakaway. Think he would have dunked it, Brad?
I think he would have tried. 13-9, Hale over the top of Augury Sims. This game brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan. Here on Community Bank, your hometown banking cornerstone caregiving of Gladwin. Another turnover off the inbound here for Augury as Patton gets a steal, and now we've got a foul on number five. That is Doucette, who ends up picking up the foul. Picks up the foul. And Doucette quickly checks back out of the game.
Good anticipation there by Patton to jump the lane. Another situation. It was a pretty good foul, though, because I think he was going to go coast-to-coast, and I know he would have dunked it.
That hair, of course he would. Igrasics gets it down low and traveled with it on his way up for the shot.
Well, a lot of contact there, Brad, but they're going to get the moving the feet first.
Augury looking to break that press. Kind of a 1-2-2 half-court press. Pendred inside to Jones. Jones straight up off the window and good.
Jones!
Coach Chase Blackmore loving it.
Coach Connerman wanted the travel, and he should have got one there. Good job of breaking the press, though. That's the way you got to do it. Good reversal.
Hale with the basketball on the outside is Gibson. Gibson just drives right into the lane. He didn't see anybody open, so he just drove to the lane, and he lays it in.
Nice step through.
15-11. Augury Sims, Hale with the basketball, or Hale with the lead, and then dribbling down the lane, down the left side. Augury has the ball knocked away by Hale. They'll keep the basketball, and Coach Cotterman unhappy with that call. He thinks that it was out of bounds off of Augury. A couple of officials talk it over, and they say call is exactly what they said, and Augury keeps the basketball. Pass to Levi Jones out of the break, and shot no good. Rebound Verduzco. He goes up and makes a mid-range jumper. Cuts the lead to two. It's Hale 15, Augury 13. Patton will bring it across here for the Eagles. A little bit of struggle with it. Gets it to McCaddy at the elbow. Back out to Gibson. Gibson back to McCaddy. Down low, Igrasics, and Igrasics got raked right across the nose by Cole Pendred.
Yeah, that was a nice look down low, too. They've been looking for that backdoor cut, and they finally got it. He's got to shoot that shot, though, I feel like, Brad. They're giving him the wide-open, 8-footer probably?
Yeah.
Just inside the paint, and he has no interest whatsoever in shooting that.
They're trying to run the offense through them. I mean, they are doing everything they can to get them the basketball.
Well, they don't have any movement between the high and low post, though. He's just posting up at the free throw line. Nice look inside here, and shot no good, but rebound taken back up, and we're going to get another shot at it. That was number 34 for Igrasics, the senior. And nice rebound, nice follow, and he's going to be rewarded with a couple of free throws.
Foul goes on Levi Jones, his first, team third. So they have one more to give in the quarter. First free throw by Egressix, just a little bit long. This game brought to you in part by Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda, Allwards Market and Hale, the Augray Pharmacy and Mercantile Bank. Second free throw, friendly shooter's roll for Aiden Egressix. He's into the scoring column tonight, and Hale up 16-13. Patton goes diving into his bench, trying to save a ball. Goes right into one of his assistant coaches, who survived. Is that right? Sam Patton's hair cushioned that blow.
Absolutely. I tell you, Smolin's giving him a run for his money, though. He's got the locks flowing.
He's got the true flow. Patton's got the curly kind of mullet, and Smolin just got the flow. It's a great hair battle at point guard.
Good double team. Very aggressive up top. Here's a shot for three. No good. Rebound, though, underneath and back up. No good. Good rebound right there by 10. Seth Jones fighting hard down low to pick up a rebound, and he's going to get rewarded with a couple of shots.
But you're right. The aggressiveness at the top of the zone by Hale, they are trying to make this young Augray team uncomfortable. 100%.
Yeah, no question, and they've got to get the ball out of their hand. There's way too much dribbling going up at the top of the key, and if they can reverse it, they've got the numbers down low. They need to reverse that around the perimeter and get it down low, and you got an easy two-on-one.
Seth Jones misses the first free throw, second one. That one's good. And so it's 16-14. Hale still with the lead. Almost halfway through her second quarter. Patton goes right side. Now they have McCaddy in the corner. Steps in, down to Egressix. Down low, just clears some space, but can't make the layup. But gets on rebound. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Verduzco. And here comes the Augray Sims Wolverines. Smullen trapped in the corner and has the ball poked away, but able to be recovered by Augray. Levi Jones now with it. He picks up his dribble, goes back up top. Smullen. Smullen a long three. That one's no good. Rebound was going to be pulled down by Hale, but then a foul is going to come over the back.
It's going to be Verduzco, I believe, coming over the back, and it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, my friend.
That was a wild series of events right there. There was bodies flying everywhere.
Both these teams have sped up the game a little bit, no doubt. Maybe a little too fast. Hale with this two-point lead. Patton gets it to Egressix, who tries to dump it down low to Reddy, and just a little too high for Reese Reddy. And Augray with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. 1-2-2 press here for Hale. Jones and Smullen swing it around. Timeout here for Augray Sims. 4:05 to play in the second. Tail 16, Augray 14 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by the Hale Hardware DeWitt Center, Augray Floor Covering, Buchanan Builders of Augray, and Coffee Espresso Bar and Bakery of Augray. Saw Brian Sanchez around here somewhere. Of Coffee Espresso Bar and Bakery.
Didn't realize that's who had that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The last playoff game I did for them, they very kindly delivered some great stuff to us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
If they would have known I was here, I'm sure I could have got something for you, Jeffrey. I'm sorry. Augray with the basketball, trailing by 2 points. Seth Jones dribbles through the lane. Sam Patton, a little too much hands on the defense, and they will call the foul. That'll be the team's fifth, and that will send him to the line to shoot two. It's just their fourth. They put that up there really quickly. Okay. They just put the team foul up there real quick. Good for them. All right. So it is no more fouls to give the rest of the quarter.
Still trying to get used to this, Brad, the change in the fouls. That first game, we were all kinds of messed up.
With the new quarters?
It was.
Five and a quarter.
I did not know that.
Smullen drives left baseline, no good. Rebound pulled down by Aiden Egressix and Hale.
Good defense by Egressix, setting his feet and just going straight up.
Patton has the basketball at the top of the zone. McCaddy gets a screen, works to the free throw line. Pass out to Patton. to Xander Johnson. Johnson down to Igrasic. Igrasic in the corner. He'll be fouled as they rake down on him. According to Mr. Official, he gave it clear. They rake down on him. That'll be the fifth foul on Al Gray. And Igrasic will go to the line to shoot two. Pendred picks up the foul.
It's going to be the third. It's going to be the third, I believe, yes. That's the third on Pendred. He's going to have to come out.
Igrasic's first free throw is no good.
And they've got him on the board, Brad, for two, but I believe that is his third.
Yeah, I think it is his third. Because I think I'm not sure. I thought they said 10 over the speaker, but it was 20. It was Pendred who fouled him.
Yes.
It absolutely
and now,
was.
And now they just changed it, Brad.
Yeah. Second free throw by Igrasic. That one is good. We've shot. This is the second one, right? That was the second one? What are we doing here? There must have been a lane violation.
Yeah, he's got one left.
Must have been a lane because he missed the first and he misses the third. But offensive rebound by McCady. Kicks it back out to Igrasic. It goes to Reedy. Reedy to Xander Johnson. Gets a screen. Johnson to the free throw line. Down to Reedy, but Reedy just came in a little too sharp of an angle. Needed to kind of banana cut that down.
It was a little bit too close to him when he delivered that, too. I mean, made that an awful tough play.
So it's 17-14 Hale. Levi Jones, Brennan Smullen.
Yeah.
And
forced him into a travel.
Yeah, for Smullen. A lot of arms moving as he goes, and I think the body gets moving a little too fast, and so he turns that one over there.
Yeah, he'll doing a nice job, but Al Gray has got to reverse it to the other side. They're trying to dribble through that press, and it's just not working for him.
Reddy has the basketball down low, kicks it out to Patton. Patton will dribble to the free throw line, kick it back out to McCaddy. Back to the free throw line. Igrasic down to Reddy, and Reddy just caught an elbow right to the head. Man. And he gets up. He's all right.
Yeah, Verduzco kind of reached around him there to go for the ball. It was certainly incidental, but he caught him right in the
22.
Elbow, right in the side of the head. Looked over at his coach. He's kind of held his hands up. So, what do you want me to do, coach? Said to be aggressive.
So we attacked him, and that's what happened. The official said it was on 12, but the foul is on 22.
Yes.
That's what our pause here. 22, it's Verduzco. There is no 12 on the floor. I mean, there is a 12 on the team, but he's yet to get in the game. So doubt he had a foul. Ready at the line, he'll shoot two. First one up, that one just a little bit off
flat.
Right.
Flat, no rotation whatsoever on that free throw.
Couple of dribbles. Sets, fires.
That one was better.
And that one's short. Rebound tipped around. Igrasic, offensive rebound. Go up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Levi Jones. Levi Jones brings it up for Augrey Sims. And a bad pass to Seth Jones. Couldn't quite handle it over on the edge. And so it is another turnover for Augrey. Good to see Carson Osaski back in the game. Rolled that ankle. Now he's back in. Brennan Smullen checks out. Timeout for Hale. Take one with them. Hale leads by three, 17-14. 3 minutes to play in the first half on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by C.A. Haynes Realty of Hale and West Branch, Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale, and the Hale Insurance Agency. 17-14 Hale, they have the basketball over the top of Augrey Sims, down low McCaddy. McCaddy stuck underneath the basket, goes up, had it blocked twice. Offensive rebound, though, to Reddy. Reddy into the middle of the lane. He has to kick it out. Patton pump fake, drives right side, goes up through the contact, and got it to go.
Nice take right in the face of Verduzco, who had made a couple of really nice blocks.
Osaski just dribbles right down the left sideline, and it gets great defense. It forced him out of bounds, loses the basketball, and yet again, they're trying to dribble through, and they're only trying to dribble through on this left side.
Yeah, they've got to reverse the ball. They need to figure that out. Hopefully they can figure that out at halftime.
Patton with the basketball for Hale, now leading 19-14. Ball kicked away from McCaddy.
Off from somebody's foot.
And it'll stay with the Hale Eagles. So McCaddy will inbound here from the side, right in front of the Augre bench. Patton has the basketball up at the top to McCaddy, right wing for three. Couldn't get the friendly roll. It was in and out a couple of times. Levi Jones will bring it up for Augre. Dribbles to the right wing. Now driving into the lane, pass down low, Seth Jones, and we've got a held ball down there. Is that a foul?
Yeah, no, it's... Oh, no, they're calling a foul here.
11 with a hold. All right. So Reese Reddy picks up the foul.
Yeah, they were battling for the loose ball there. It looked like they both had it, so he must have fouled him before he tied him up, I'm guessing, is what they're calling there.
Seth Jones at the line, can't get the first one to go. 19-14 Hale over the top of Augre Sims. Reese Reddy will take a seat for the final 2 minutes of halftime. Reddy's second free throw by Jones is no good. Rebound pulled down by Egressix.
He definitely followed his shot there. He almost beat the basketball to the bucket.
Yeah, he definitely. It would have been a lane violation, yeah, I think, if it went in. But swinging around the outside now is Hale. Pass inside, had the ball poked away, but Hale able to recover. And Patton to Egressix, to McCaddy. McCaddy kicks it out to Mullins. Mullins down low to Egressix. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound pulled down by McCaddy, who lays it in with a left-hand layup. And Hale's biggest lead of the game, 21-14. And another turnover here on the 1-2-2 press. Stolen by Mullins. Gets it to Patton. Patton with the basketball for Hale. Has it out on the left wing. Right side, Mullins. Mullins down to McCaddy. McCaddy back out to Mullins. Mullins cross court to Patton. Patton into the lane to McCaddy. Back out to Mullins. Back to McCaddy at the free throw line. They continued running through him. McCaddy loses the basketball, but it's grabbed by Patton. Patton kick out. Johnson back down low to McCaddy. McCaddy to Patton, corner three. Too long. Rebound McCaddy, and Hale goes up and it's blocked. Levi Jones with the ball. Knocked out of bounds. Hale keeps it.
Augre doing a nice job down low. They're really defense playing very, very well. But Hale's doing a nice job as well of moving the basketball.
Open three. McCaddy right wing. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jones. Levi Jones with it for Augre Sims. Looking for some help, and he will just push everybody away and bring it up. 20 seconds remaining in the half. 21-14 Hale, and another turnover. Patton, another steal. McCaddy will bring it up for Hale. Maybe the last shot. Left side, Johnson. Johnson up top, Patton. Right side to Mullins. To the free throw line. Down to Egressix at the block. No good. Rebound Ososki. And that will end the first half. At the end of two quarters, it is Hale 21, Augre 14 on WKJC, your power station for sports. About ready to get our second half underway. Hale with a 21-14 lead. Take it through the scoring. Sam Patton led the way for Hale with 8 points. Brady McCaddy had seven. And then it was Seth Gibson had two. Aiden Egressix had two. And that adds up to our 21 points. Not a lot of guys got in the scoring column. I'm missing one here. There we go. Reese Reddy has 2 points as well. As for Augre, even less players have scored for them. Brennan Smolin is five. Then Lucas Verduzco is four. Seth Jones is three. And Colt Bendred has two. That gives them their 14 points.
It'll be interesting to see what adjustments were made at halftime. Certainly, Augre's got to figure out a way to get the ball up the court, reverse that ball. They're really, really struggling since Hale went to that half-court trap. 13 turnovers in the first half, Brad.
Man, we just had the game I did yesterday. Oscoda had 12 in the first half. Able to clamp it down. Only had four in the second half. And, well, not a great start here for Augre as Lucas Verduzco tried to pass, had the ball kind of tipped away from him, but then he just took three steps. And so it's a travel on the very first possession here for Augre in the second half.
I'd like to see Augre get a little bit more aggressive on the defensive end. They've had a couple of times where they've really done well and caused some problems, but definitely, as you have mentioned several times, trying to run that offense, Hale is, through the high post.
They're swinging it around the outside now this time. Now they get it to McCaddy at the high post. Gets it to Patton. Patton, little step back move, goes to Johnson on the left side. Back to Patton, swinging it around quickly, trying to get the zone to move. Left side, Johnson, down low, Igrezik, blocked away. Jones, able to jump up, get a hand on it, knock it out.
That's the third block I've got down for Jones. He's really kind of been the guy inside when Hales tried to work it in. As they go quick inbounds and up, and nice defense again by Levi Jones, and he's going to wrestle it away. And we got a tied up ball. It's going to go all Gray's way on the alternate possession. But good defense underneath.
Should be Hale basketball, right? All Gray started the quarter with the ball. We got it now. We're good. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, we switched it over. It's Hale ball. So Hale will keep it on the possession. But you're right. Jones has played good defense underneath. He has done a good job. Inbounding here as Johnson goes to McCaddy in the corner. Just dribbles it up to the top. Right side to Patton. And now McCaddy takes his spot at the high post. Left side dumped down to Igrezik. Igrezik's power dribble through the lane. No good. Got his own rebound and scores. Aiden Igrezik has looked pretty good down low. Hasn't gotten a lot of them to go in. But now he gives Hale a 9-point lead, 23-14.
A little bit of change in the way they attack the half-court trap there. They actually use Pendred up top for a block. And here's a shot from the corner. And nothing but nylon. 34, Levi Jones from way downtown.
Makes it 23-17. Hale with the lead. Back down to Igrezik. Just uses that big body and bullies the defense out of the way. And makes a nice left-handed layup.
I think he might have posed there for a minute. Did you see that? Getting big.
I think he did flex a little.
He was flexing just a little bit on him.
Augre has it roll all the way through the zone and out of bounds. And so they turn it over. 25-17 Hale. Patton brings it up for the Eagles. Right side, ready down to Igrezik. Keep feeding him. Goes up right hand. That one no good. Rebound pulled down by Osaski. Osaski just drives right into the chest of Patton. Patton didn't quite get there in time, so it's a foul on him.
Good call.
I agree.
By the way, if you have not, if guys out there that are listening, if you have not been a game and seen Coach Cotterman coach, he is one of the most demonstrative coaches you'll ever see.
It feels like he is always one step away from getting teed up. He just walks into the game angry.
He doesn't say a whole lot, though. If you ever watched him, it's kind of that silent. It's a silent movie.
Yeah.
It's like watching a really fast, action-packed silent movie when you see Coach. But you're right. Just the look on his face. He's just over there. He looks like he sucked on a lemon.
Yeah. He's got that sour face. Inbound to Pendred. Then Osaski had it slapped away by Patton. Patton has to make Osaski retreat, and Osaski just fires it right over the head of Cole Pendred. And another turnover to Hale. Seth Jones will check in. Osaski will check out for Augre Sims. 25-17 Hale, 5:58 to play here in our third quarter. McCaddy inbounds to Patton. Walks it up into the 2-3 zone. Goes left side, Xander Johnson down low, Igrezik. Igrezik this time gets mauled. Double team, triple team coming in. Verduzco poked it out of his hands and out of bounds.
Yeah, they're collapsing now. They said, that's enough of that. No more easy buckets down low for the big fella.
Johnson to Patton. Patton drives in the lane. Little floater. Got the nice friendly bounce in. Patton, the first one to double digits tonight. He's got 10 points. And opens up a 10-point lead here for the Hale Eagles. Smolin tries to dribble through the trap. Gets caught on the sideline and steps on the sideline. And it goes back to the Hail Eagles.
I could have sworn we watched this last year, Brad. I'm serious.
This is the exact same game.
It's the same basketball game.
Egressick's down low, fighting through. Pump fake had that one knocked out of bounds. Pendred came all the way over from the opposite side of the zone to rip it away. So Hale will trigger from underneath Xander Johnson. Looking for Reddy, but can't get it to him. Instead, goes to Egressick. Egressick gets double teamed again, just fights through it, gets the shot up. No good.
Oh, my. Okay.
And there it late. Is.
I wondered if that one was coming. Wow.
I'm glad you said it before I did, because I was like, whoa, what's going on?
We had a slight over the back there.
The old piggyback ride.
Gave him a piggyback ride, and it's cold out, and the whistle, it froze a little pee in that whistle. It wouldn't come out. You got to go with the pee-less whistle. That one froze up on him.
Smullen and Pender try and break the trap. Levi Jones gets it to Seth Jones, who drives right in and had the layup instead,
and tried the extra pass.
And turns it over to Sam Patton. Patton brings it up here for the Eagles. Comes to the top of the key. Now left wing. Up top, Johnson. Right side, Mullins. Mullins up top, Johnson. Left side, Patton drives baseline. Got Jones up in the air. Good pump fake, but no good. But Aiden Egressick's rebound goes up, no good. And Egressick's offensive rebound again, no good. Ball bouncing around. Seth Jones saves it to Aiden Egressick's, though. To Brady McCaddy. Had that ball poked away by Augrey Sims, and it stays with the Hail Eagles.
I don't know what to say.
You tell me you don't have... Prime analysis for what happened there?
I'm speechless. A little sloppy.
Egressick gets nice the pass. Inbound and bodies up Levi Jones for a layup. They have figured out him.
Taking over the second half, absolutely. We're going to get a timeout.
Yeah, Algrade needs one. Down by 12 now.
They need one, yeah, down 12.
29-17, Hail on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Hail with the lead over Augrey Sims here in the third quarter. This game brought to you in part by Hail Creek Manor, Barron Mechanical of Omer, Kimmerer Construction of Hail and the Beresh Funeral Homes, and Augrey, Hail, Las Cota, Prescott, Talva City, and Twining.
Aiden Egressick's for Hail really taking over the game right now, Brad. I mean, they're just no answer for him down low. It's
6 second half points, and he's getting in really good position to
score.
And
for a big fella, he's got nice feet. He really does. He's got four rebounds already in the second half, six for the game, and really just doing a nice job. And they better hustle over there. He's counting.
Yeah, they've got that's on four, and they get it inbound on four. Augrey's been a little late coming out of all the timeouts, and I think the officials are finally about done with it. High arcing three here by Smullen. No good, but rebound Cole Pendred, who throws it up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hale and Mullins. Gets it to Patton. Patton brings it up here for the Eagles. Leading 29-17. Drives right to the lane. Bounce pass down low. Mullins is hit, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. So it doesn't matter who's in that right block spot right now. They're feeding it. Aiden Egressick's getting a seat right now, and Mullins with his just bright, bright shoes is at the free throw line.
Those are nice. I like looking at those.
First free throw rolls in.
When they retire those, they can hang them from the ceiling and use them as one of those disco balls.
They really can. I can't tell if they are gold or if there's silver reflecting the wood floor. Second free throw good as well. Mullins into the scoring column. So it's 31-17. Bit of a football score breaking out here. Augrey with the leads, or excuse me, Hale with the lead. Levi Jones with it up top, able to break the press. Left side, Smullen. Smullen drives the baseline, goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Mullins. The Hale Eagles with the basketball. Brady McCaddy will run it up the court. No one stops the ball. He drives right in. Finally, someone stops him at the bucket, and he lays it up and in, and Coach Cotterman wants the and one.
Little kind of an awkward shot for McCaddy, but it went down.
Levi Jones dribbles in, off the window, no good. Rebound, Verduzco goes up and can't get that one to go. Gets his own rebound, goes up. He is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That was McCaddy's first bucket of the second half. Gives him 9 points on the night. Verduzco at the line. He's got 4 points.
Verduzco been really active on the boards today, Brad. I mean, that's his third one already in the second half. 8 for the game. He's been real active down low. You know, they've got some good things working. I've been really impressed as well. Levi Jones defensively, you know, defensively, Augre does a lot of things well. But offensively, they've got to figure out that you can't dribble through traps, and they've got to solve that press.
They've got to find it. The one thing Hale's doing really well is swinging it around. You know, the you can pass it a heck of a lot faster. Verduzco misses both free throws. You can pass it a heck of a lot faster than you can run it wherever you're trying to go. And right now, the ball movement just not good enough.
No.
Hale with the basketball. Mullins has it on the left block. Kicks it out to Johnson, now to Patton. Patton drives in the lane, pulls up from the mid-range, and he's got that one to go, and it's 35-17. That was pretty from Sam Patton. He's got 12 in the night.
Nice-looking shot and a really good take.
Right side, Osaski. Osaski dribbles into the corner, now drives underneath the basket, and he is hit by McCaddy, and that'll be a foul. It'll be the fourth on Hale.
I kind of bailed him out there underneath. He had gotten himself down low and trapped underneath the bucket, and they bailed him out with a foul.
35-17. Hale over the top of Augre Sims. Way up top, Verduzco for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Johnson. Then he's fouled by Seth Jones. Second on Augre.
You know, Brad, you see flashes where you think, boy, Augre's got some parts there. You know, they really do.
It's just being able to kind of, I think, slow the game down a little bit. When you got this many sophomores.
That many sophomores and that much youth, that's right.
McCaddy goes underneath. Little reverse, no good. Rebound pulled down by Seth Jones. Gets it to Levi Jones, who will bring it up. Left side now is Smullen. Smullen back up top. Levi has that one ripped away and stolen. Nice hands by Xander Johnson. Sam Patton has it. Sees he doesn't have numbers and tries to dribble it between his legs. They're going to say...
No, that was off. Yeah, they're going to get together. That was off.
We have one that says Hale ball, one that says Augre ball.
Yeah, it's going to be Augre basketball.
I think I agree with you.
It's Augre.
And it is. Yep, it is.
That was the right call.
Good eyes by you. Good eyes by me. Good eyes by Coach Blackmore, who's yelling that whole time, our ball, our ball, our ball. He knew.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was hollering it that way either way, Brad. But ever seen anybody say, no, it's theirs.
It's it. That's right. Everybody's good. Left side, Osaski. He's trying a deep three. Too long. And a foul underneath.
So we're going to get McCaddy underneath,
I think,
a foul, right?
That'll be the fifth foul of the quarter, so that will send them to the line to shoot two. It's 13 McCaddy who gets the foul. His third.
His third.
Seth Jones at the line. 3 points on the night for Seth. Make it four. Bounced around every part of the rim before it decided to go in. Had to think about it. Second free throw. No good. Rebound pulled down by McCaddy and Hale. 35-18. Hale with the lead. 2 minutes to play here in the third. Up top, Patton. Patton drives to the left elbow. Gets stopped there. Kick out to Gibson. Gibson down low, McCaddy. McCaddy harassed, but able to find an open shooter. Left wing, no good. Rebound pulled down. Off of Hale as it goes out of bounds, as that was Keegan Agresics, the freshman, who shot the left wing three.
The first time checking in, I think, for 33.
Levi Jones drives. Little mid-range jumper from the right wing. Tough shot, and he can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by 23, Seth Gibson. 90 seconds to play in the third. Hale by 17. Patton with the basketball on the left wing. Now goes right side, Mullins. Mullins back up top to Patton.
Oh, got away with a walk.
Hands it off to McCaddy. McCaddy drives down the lane, and Jones will pick up the foul as McCaddy would go to the line to shoot two.
Oh,
It's only the second foul on Jones for a guy who's been driven at all night. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they really have, and he's played pretty good defense. And that position there, he got too aggressive trying to block that. Had no business, should have went straight up.
McCaddy knocks home the first free throw. Gives him 10 points on the night. This game brought to you in part by Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas, Hale Chiropractic, and Dr. Scott McElinden, DDS in Augray. Second free throw off the right. Rebound comes down to Lucas Verduzco of Augray. And here come the Wolverines trailing by 18. Right side, Levi Jones. Up top, Smullen. He'll try a three. That one no good. Rebound pulled down by McCaddy. McCaddy will bring it up for the Eagles. Right side, Egressix. Now to Patton. Down low to Mullins. Bounce pass down to McCaddy. Off the window. No good. But McCaddy punches it out to Gibson, who throws it up. No good. Rebound by Mullins. He goes up, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line. Offensive rebound starting to become a problem, too. Hale's starting to rack those up.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting just way too many second shots.
Foul goes on number 10, Seth Jones, third.
And this is all while Aiden Egressix is sitting on the bench as well, and who really dominated early in that this third period. He's been on the bench for a while, and Hale just continues to grind out the offensive rebounds, just the more aggressive team right now.
Sometimes a player sets the tone. Aiden Egressix just kind of set the tone of the half. Four free throws in this quarter alone for Lawrence Mullins. Makes it 38-18. Smullen had it ripped away by Patton. Patton right down the lane on Jones.
And good hands.
They're going to say a foul. Jones raked down. They're going to say got him on the hand. And so it'll be the third foul on Jones. Patton will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, actually good hands. And I'm not doubting that it was a foul. But that's a lot of times where you see, especially a frustration foul right there, where they drive him into the third row of bleachers. And, you know, good restraint right there on the behalf of Levi Jones.
Patton makes the first free throw. Makes it 39-18, and game has just kind of gotten away from Ongray here in the third quarter. Good first half outside of the turnovers, obviously. Second free throw good, too. But hanging right with Hale in the first half. It was only a 7-point deficit at halftime, but a 19-4 quarter so far here for Hale. Right side, Osaski here for Augray Sims. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter, and bounce pass goes off of Seth Jones. Goes right off his shin, and it's a turnover back to Hale. Patton jogs it up. Bounce pass to McCaddy. Kick out to Gibson. Gibson up top, Patton. Patton to McCaddy at the free throw line. He is bumped by it. That's a little bit of frustration from Seth Jones, and that will send McCaddy to the line.
Well, and it's been interesting, I've thought all night, Brad. You mentioned several times, they're running that offense through the high post. But the way they're collapsing on that high post, two guys really coming over at the top of that zone, and you've got one guy way out there, free throw line extended, that's occupying two defenders. And it's really opened up the lanes and allowed Hale to be able to get some easy buckets, either dumping it down to the low post or one of the guards driving in. So they play again here in a couple of weeks. Hopefully they'll look at some video and they'll adjust that, because it's really been a struggle for them tonight.
It absolutely has, as McCaddy misses the first free throw. Second free throw up, and that one no good, but an offensive rebound. We have a lane violation on Augray on the free throw. And Coach Cotterman getting a word from the official for making the calls before the official can make the call. Now he's got to explain to Coach Blackmore what Carson Osaski did that's leading to this third free throw attempt here. That one no good either, but rebound right to McCaddy.
That was just an effort bucket right there. McCaddy wanted it more than anybody on the opposing team, and
Osaski just dribbles it right down the lane, and a foul going to be coming here on Hale. That will send Osaski to the line to shoot two. Scores 42-18 now. But, yeah, Brady McCady off there, off the missed free throw, goes, tips it to himself. Not Augre kind of got caught between two players who was going to get the rebound, and McCady was able to get it and easily lay it in. Osaski free throw is off to the right.
And they just can't get the lid off right now either. That hasn't helped.
You got to see one go through. What we were talking about, aggressive setting the tone for Hale. Haven't had someone who's been able to put the ball in the back bucket and miss both free throws. And that ends our third quarter. It's 42-18. Hale on WKJC, your power station for sports. Augre starts with the basketball, trailing 42-18. And bringing it up is Doucette. Doucette to Verduzco. Verduzco no good. Rebound pulled down by Brady McCady. 21-4. Hale won that third quarter. Just they had 21 points in the first half. They scored 21 points in the third. And, Jeff, they did it just by they found a hole in the zone, and they just attacked that spot over and over and over again.
Yeah, they've been exploiting it, no doubt. And again, it's the turnovers. I mean, six turnovers already in that quarter, and that may be generous, to be honest with you, Brad.
Right side, Patton. He'll try a three for Hale. Too long. Rebound, though, by Xander Johnson. Offensive rebound, no good. Rebound, another offensive rebound. Reese Reddy goes up, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Well, and they've just been relentless on the boards, too. I mean, I've got seven. They're out rebounding them, 14-15-7 right now. So just too many second chance opportunities for Hale, especially on the offensive end.
First free throw, no good. Yeah, I mean, Hale has not been great at the line. This could be 52-18 with some free throws. Lucas Verduzco will check out. Cole Penger checks in for him. Ready. Second free throw. Nope, no good, but another offensive rebound. McCady spins off of Osaski and lays it in.
Good take down low by McCady. Another rebound, six in this half alone. And you just cannot dribble through that half-court trap.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were going to call a charge on Osaski for sticking the elbow out or just stepping out of bounds. They maybe just stepped out of bounds. McCady, open left wing three, good. After a relatively quiet first quarter, for a first half for McCady, he's turned it on here in the second half, 17 points on the night. Three for Osaski on a pull-up, no good, but an offensive rebound saved by Smullen. He just throws it back. Pendred has to save it from going across half court, and it's turned over to Hale as he fired it right to McCady. 47-18, now Patton with the basketball up top. Patton right side, Johnson tried to get it inside. Osaski got it from Igrasics. I think that means the pass had to be a little higher because Igrasics got a good foot on Osaski, and he was able to get it. Pendra drives the lane, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Augre tried to get an offensive rebound but couldn't quite save it. And so to go out of bounds to Hale.
Still hustling, though. Got to like to see that. I mean, two Augre players tripping over each other to try to save that basketball, and then another one diving into the stands. I mean, that's what you want to see if you're the coach right now. This is gut check time.
Yeah, the effort's there. Absolutely. Just running into a senior-filled team. Pass down to Aiden Igrasics, who got the seal on Marcel Hughes, and he's able to lay it up and in.
And Reese Reddy with a really nice look down there. And they have gone back to the trap here, which is kind of interesting, Brad.
Augre does break it. Smullen a three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hale. Igrasics gets it to Patton. Patton left side, McCady. McCady up top, Patton. Right side to Johnson, back up to Patton. Left side, McCady, another three. Got it again.
McCady for three.
They pulled McCady out of the free throw line, and now they've put him out on the wing, and he makes it 52-18. And a foul here as
looks like they're going to get Reese Reddy on that foul. It's a little too aggressive. That is 11. That'll be his third, I believe. No, that's his fourth, actually.
So Doucette will go to the line, shoot two, see if he can get in the scoring column tonight. First one is up, a little short. Yeah, it's a tough job here for Chase Blackmore, right? His second-year coach, he comes over, he takes over a program that's extremely young. And I mean, he's got four sophomores in his starting lineup, and we saw many of these guys last year, which means he had freshmen in his starting lineup last year. It's a tough job trying to keep these guys into this going. You know, it's going to come as Doucette makes the free throw, and they've just got to kind of believe in him.
Yeah, and I think as they go to a full-court press here, which I like seeing this, you know, try to speed up Hale a little bit to end this game, try to end it on a positive.
Now they're going to get a turnover.
A steal. Absolutely.
Doucette will bring it up, and ball is bounced around. Smullen with it. Gets it to Jones. Jones, a three from the left corner, no good. Tried to get his own offensive rebound, followed his shot, but Johnson beats him to it, and here comes the Hale Eagles. Full court pressure here, now left side. They get that to Jaremba. Jaremba to Reddy. Reddy to the corner. McCaddy, pump fake at three, gets in the lane. Step through, beautiful play.
Nice pump
by Brady McCaddy.
Nice pump fake, got him off his feet.
As 10 points in the quarter for McCaddy. Not even halfway through. Small in the left wing floater is good. 54-21. Hale with the lead. Back to that full-court press goes Augrey. McCaddy and Johnson break it. They get it back to the middle where they can set up. Right side now down to Reddy at the free throw line. And
you hit him by the arm.
And it took him really pulling Ososki to get the call.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to stop that clock very bad. I think it's getting colder by the minute out there.
It's only the second team fouling Augrey, so Hale will inbound from underneath. They bounce it down to Reddy. Pump fake again. Tried to step through, had it ripped away from him. They're going to go jump ball, and possession should stay with the Eagles.
Stay with Hale, yes. We'll stay with Hale. Good hands again by Verduzco.
Hale's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. 54-21. Hale over top of Augrey halfway through the fourth on WKJC, your power station for sports. Halfway through our fourth quarter, 54-21, Hale over top of Augrey, and we're in a pretty good spot here where we're able to kind of listen in to the huddle here of Chase Blackmore and the Augrey Sims Wolverines, and he had one message that entire 60-second timeout, and it was just to keep on fighting these final 4 minutes. Yep, the score is what it is. It's not, you got to keep fighting, though.
Yeah, absolutely, and, you know, he said that just isn't the way we do it. As the shot goes awry, rebound, another offensive rebound by Hale. But, no, absolutely, you know, you're right. Just keep playing basketball and, you know, keep the effort up, and they do have. Here's a takeaway for Augrey. They're going to come the other way.
It's Smullen who has it. Left wing to Ososki now. Pump fake a three over McCaddy. Now Smullen back to Ososki. Down low to Jones. Levi Jones, little fader. Good looking shot, but just unable to get it to go. And Brady McCaddy will pull down the rebound. 54-21 Hale. 3.5 to play here in our fourth quarter. Left side now Xander Johnson. Down low to Mullins. Mullins tries to get it farther down low. It's tipped away and knocked out of bounds by Levi Jones. Stay with the Eagles.
No, and you know, Augrey continues to do exactly what the coach said. They continue to play hard. You don't see a lot of fighting out there as far as amongst themselves. There's a nice block there by Jones, and we're going to go the other way.
Smullen into the
coast
lane.
To coast and one.
Got it to go. Nice play by Brennan Smullen. Just goes coast to coast. He picks up the foul. He'll lay it up and in. And he'll go to the line for one more.
You know, I've liked a lot of the things that Smullen's done today. He's certainly explosive. I mean, he's the quickest kid on the floor tonight, but just a little bit out of control and a little bit undersized, obviously, as well. But I like the effort. I like the aggressiveness as he'll get the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play, and Augrey going to continue to press, and Hale's going to take a timeout.
Going to make a bit of a line change. 54-24, Hale over the top of Augray Sims. This game brought to you in part by Big Bob's Breakfast and Lunch of Hale, the Bernard Building Centers of Augray, Hale, Sheboygan, and Hillman. By Shorts Auto of Hale, alleys up north of Augray in Schofield Real Estate of Hale. And halftime was brought to you by Northern Power Sports of Mayo.
I'm sorry. No, I just kind of going back to that same theme, you know, when you look at the youth here, you know, if you can keep these kids playing hard, if you can keep them interested, you know, coach just looked over and he looked at one of the young Augray players and he said, just go have fun. You know, and I love to see that, you know, and that's going to do them well. You know, coaches maintain a great attitude on the bench, and yeah, you don't see them yelling and screaming and carrying on like you do with a lot of coaches. I give Coach Blackmore a lot of credit. He's going to do a nice job.
No, it's great to see someone who understands what they have, where he's still teaching, but he's understanding the situation and the players that he's got, and they are going to force a turnover out of the 1-2-2 press as Reese Reddy tried to fire it down low, got kind of caught in between bounce pass and chest pass, and instead just threw it right into the dirt. And so it's a turnover. Augray breaks the press nicely. Bounce pass down low. Best ball movement we've seen all night, and just couldn't quite get the layup to go. Doucette couldn't lay it in.
No, and a beautiful breaking of the press, man. I've been waiting for that all night long.
Best possession we've seen out of them. They just couldn't quite get it to go. Left side Patton. He'll try a left wing three. Too long. Rebound. And Pendred and Smolin both went up for it. And so Pendred thought he was knocking it away from a Hale Eagle. Instead, he punched it out of the hands of his own teammate. Stays with the Hale Eagles. Patton. McCaddy right side. Wide open three. No good. Pendred fights for the rebound. And here come the Wolverines. So Soski brings it up that right side. Goes down the right corner now. Bounce pass, Smullen. Smullen up top, Pendred. He'll step into a three. No good. It's saved by the Augray Sims Wolverines, but to Hale. Here comes Patton. Patton right to the lane. Euro step and just kind of threw it up awkwardly, and it'll go out of bounds to Augray.
Still can't get over that Euro strap. I'm not buying that's not a travel.
You weren't breaking out the Euro step in your day?
That we were not. That was called a travel in our day.
If you do it right, it's only two steps. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Do it right, you're only taking two. Pendred able to break the press, get it to Jones in the corner. He'll try a three. It's a little short, but gets his own rebound. Steps into a mid-range jumper. That's also a little short. And it's a rebound pulled down by Reese Reddy. 1:42 to play here in our fourth quarter, 54-24 Hale. And looks like Coach Cotterman's going to empty the bench here in just a minute. Shot up by Reddy, no good, but Aiden Agresic gets the rebound, and he will lay it up and in. 10 points in the half for Aiden Agresic. This is just a substitution change. Let's see if they'll take the full 30. Yep, they're going to take the full 30. 56-24 Hale over the top of Augray Sims. As they start to wrap this one up, and both teams will kind of start to empty their benches. So we'll get you who's all on the floor here once we can get it set up.
A couple fresh faces out there. By the way, did you see Stephen Izzo?
I did see Stephen Izzo. A little and one.
How nice was that?
40-something games, and he finally gets his first bucket. That's good. Yeah. That's good stuff.
That was good stuff. And a great interview afterwards. It brought him to tears. I tell you, I got a little choked up watching young Steven out there. Pretty cool stuff.
So let's set it here for you out there on the floor here for Augray Sims. Not a lot of bench guys to put in. So it is Carson Ososki. It's Lucas Verduzco. New guy in is Michael Brown. He's getting his first look. Then it is Nicholas Doucette and then Marcel Hughes. Ososki with it on the right side. Gets it up top to Brown. Back to Ososki. Pump fake the three. Back up top to Brown. He'll shoot a long three.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, no good. The whole Augray sideline wanted that one badly.
That was a nice-looking shot.
Rebound came down to Seth Gibson. He's out there for the Eagles. So is Keegan Egresix. And then Brayden Jaremba. Seth Gibson, I think I said him, Lawrence Mullins, and then lastly in there, I'm going to guess that's Wyatt Irwin. I guess that's number one.
Yes, it is.
It's the only name I haven't said yet, so it's got to be him. They get it to Jaremba, left wing. Jaremba inside to Mullins. Mullins kick it back out. Egressix to Gibson. Back out to Egressix. Keegan Egressix has it on the right wing. But now swings it across left side to the corner. Irvin. Irvin dumped down low to Mullins. Steps through. Can't get that one to go. Rebound pulled down by Doucette. Doucette tried to dribble and had it poked away. And so now the Eagles with the basketball driving inside, and a foul coming as Gibson will go to the line to shoot two. 31 seconds remaining in this contest. It's 56-24.
You know, and Brad, I can't help but think, you know, talent-wise, this is not a 30-point difference. It's really not. You know,
no,
Augury's got a lot of they got some pieces. They really do.
It's Verduzco's fourth foul. We'll check Smullen in for him. And Gibson will go to the line to shoot two. First one is up. No good. I'm with you, though. The talent level is not that different. They just kind of need, I feel like if they just had one senior could kind of steady the force here, they'd
You're exactly right.
I think
Brad.
They'd be
that's a great observation.
Much better off. And second free throw, no good, but knocked out of bounds by Hale.
Right. And we've talked about it. I mean, you basically got a JV team playing a varsity roster, and that's, this is unfortunately going to be the result.
Smullen will bring it up here for Augray, what might be their final possession. Dribbles into the right corner, now drives baseline, bounce pass to Doucette. He is blocked. Rebound fought for and won by Keegan Egressix for Hale. Smullen just got a little too into it there. He'll pick up a foul. Team fourth, so it's their last one to give. Hale will just inbound it here for the final 11 seconds. I think that they'll probably just hold on to the ball here. Maybe get one of these bench players a shot.
I think they're looking for it.
So the inbound here goes to Jaremba, the sophomore. Now Egressix, a three, way too long. Rebound pulled down by Doucette. 7 seconds to play.
Don't foul.
Doucette right to the lane, and he will be fouled. A blocking foul coming on Hale. That'll be the fourth foul on them, so this will go underneath. Yeah, on the floor. He was not shooting. So Doucette, the Auger will inbound, get one final shot up here. Osaski will inbound.
Somebody forgot to tell him that he doesn't get paid by the hour.
And off Osaski, and he will inbound. They get it to Hughes, and it's stolen away by Gibson. And I guess semi-fittingly ends the game with an Augray turnover, but our final score, Hale 56, Augray 24 on WKJC, your power station for sports.